John S. Doyle is here with it, says in the papers.
Indeed, there is much blue on the front pages with photographs of the Dublin team who beat Kerry yesterday in the Ladies All-Ireland Senior Football Final. Sam Maguire was already booked in for a year's stay in the capital, and now he'll have Brendan Martin for company. So Mary Hannigan writes in the Irish Times, explaining that the Winners' Cup is named after the Offaly man who was one of the pioneers of women's Gaelic football. Electric Dubs seal All-Ireland double, writes Conor Feehan in the Irish Independent. Whatever about the football, the air quality in Dublin is not great. Caroline O'Doherty, over two pages in The Independent, reports on a project by Dublin City Council and the search engine Google, which measured air quality in the capital on a hyper-local level never seen before. There are fears for the health of thousands of people as the shocking extent of air pollution is exposed, she writes. The Times leads with a report that the government is discussing moves to divert as much as €8 billion from the new sovereign wealth fund into housing. It is part of a fresh push to boost the supply of social and affordable housing, Arthur Beasley writes. The Irish Examiner reports that an East Cork mother who cannot get emergency respite for her 15-year-old son says she has to sleep with her bedroom door locked and hide all knives in their home because of threats he has made about killing her. The boy has a diagnosis of autism and ADHD and is attached to the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services and the East Cork Disability Network Services, Anne Murphy writes. In the Irish Daily Mail's lead story, John Drennan reports on what he calls a strong signal from Higher Education Minister Simon Harris that college fees will be cut by around €1,000 in the budget. Make our streets safe or quit, that's the Irish Daily Star's lead headline, summing up a message to the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, from Independent Dublin councillor Mannix Flynn, after a group of tourists were attacked in Temple Bar on Friday night. He was speaking in what is described as a hard-hitting interview with Michael O'Toole. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that Michael Gallagher, whose son Aidan was killed in the Omagh bombing 25 years ago, has spoken of his sadness at not being able to thank Sinead O'Connor for her help when she recorded a song for an album to help the bereaved families. And Sinead herself is the main story for the Irish Sun, where Ellie Henman reports that the singer was in talks about a movie of her life before she died. In The Independent, radio critic Dara McManus writes about what he calls the Radio 1 presenter merry-go-round, which happens every summer, as RTE broadcasters take holidays and are replaced by stand-ins. McManus looks at seven of these stand-ins, including two on this programme, and assesses them under various categories. For example, Oliver Callan, stand-in for Ryan Tuberty. His main strength, according to McManus, mentally quick on his feet.